beyond that, let's move from sending deportees over, sending foreigners to places they don't want to go overseas, to preventing foreigners who want to come here from doing so. I'm specifically talking about Harvard University, where the smart kids from other places, the smart kids who are here as international students, Trump has ordered that those students be transferred or that they would lose their legal status. I mean, there is nothing like this in my life. I believe there's nothing like this in the history of our country, where a president would abuse his authority to hamstring a university. I mean, I'm not an Ivy League school guy. I think they're overrated. Yeah, the ivy on the buildings is really cool. But, and yeah, the education is great. And there's some great professors at these universities. But I don't see Harvard as being any bigger, any better than Drake University, where I went. Sorry. But I think what's happening to Harvard because of its high profile is so objectionable. And it's not just the university, these students who came here, who made lots of changes in their lives to be able to come here, and who benefit the student body at large, who benefit the community, and Cambridge in this case, Harvard is in Cambridge, Mass. You know, the whole thing is being shaken up. If there's one word that can be used to describe the Trump administration, it's chaos. Whether it's tariffs or deportations or, you know, his manner of dealing with universities who do things he doesn't like or who don't bow the knee or kiss the ring, it's just chaotic. And it's hard to know how anybody can plan. You know, certainly it's hard to know how farmers can plan with the economy requires some level of stability and predictability to work. And when you're one day saying you're going to impose 145% across the board tariff on China, and the next day it's 30%, and then another day you're going to impose a 100% tariff on foreign films. I mean, this is, and again, I am not a huge fan of our economy. Let me just say that. And we'll have another conversation about how we might address that sometime. But if you're going to have, whatever your economy is, across the spectrum, whatever you're dealing with, in this case, you know, foreign students, international students, taking advantage of our system, but paying to do so and giving back. I mean, it isn't just like we're being sucked dry by international students. It's a quid pro quo. They benefit, we benefit. Nobody benefits when you take away the element of stability, when you introduce chaos. Fortunately, a Harvard spokesperson called the government's action unlawful, and did file suit. And a judge blocked the Trump effort to bar international students. So that decision came less than 24 hours after the Trump administration said it would do that. Where it goes from here, I don't know. Because, again, we have chaos. We have chaos. We have a constitutional crisis. And nobody knows how this is going to play out. So the fact that Harvard pushed back, good. The fact that judges have held their ground on deportation and, in this case, on international students in this country, the fact that they've done that, they've held their ground, the fact that Walmart stood up. I mean, you know that I am no fan of Walmart, but for Walmart to say, yeah, you know, these tariffs, the only way we're going to be able to manage this is to raise our prices, and Trump says, well, you should eat it. Good for Walmart. You probably never heard me say good for Walmart before, and you may never hear me say it again, but good for Walmart. Good for Costco. Good for other corporations. Good for other universities. Drake, You know, the professor, the president of Drake, had a great statement about the importance of diversity at Drake University. So good for all the people, individuals, institutions, universities, businesses that are standing up and saying, no, this is not going to be allowed. Yeah, so Kristi Noem, Secretary, Homeland Security Secretary, said that her department was taking action against Harvard because of its, quote, failure to comply with reporting requirements. Reporting requirements that a lot of people say are absolutely inappropriate. She added that the Trump administration will, quote, root out the evils of anti-Americanism and anti-Semitism in society and campuses. What the heck is she even talking about? Anti-American? You know what's anti-American? Is a lot of what Trump is doing. A lot of what he's doing. You know, putting your hand on the Bible when you're sworn in on January 20th and saying you will uphold the Constitution and then saying you're maybe not so sure. And then to do these things, that's un-American.